Well, you might recognize him for our last two combine shows, and he joined us on the phone a few weeks ago as well to preview the Senior Bowl. That's John Ledyard. He's from NDT Scouting. John, how's the combine treating you so far?
It's going well so far. I just got in a little bit ago, so I came in early this morning and not on much sleep right now, but that's part of the fun of the process, right? You get here and you kind of get swept up by everything else, and sleep becomes an afterthought.
Who are you most excited to see do some of the drills this week that you think these guys can really help themselves if they perform well?
Yeah, I've been thinking about the running back group today, and I really want to see guys. We know Saquon Barkley's going to be a freak, right? I mean, but I think guys like Darius Geis, he played hurt a lot this year, and I think he has a lot of athleticism to show people that was on display 2 years ago. And this year, it was on display, but it was a little bit more limited. So I think he's a guy. I think Sony Michel from Georgia has a shot to be a first-round pick, you know, just to continue to think about the running back prospects. I think he tests at a really high level. He shows on film he has the traits and the abilities to be a versatile weapon, both in the passing game, which Georgia didn't use him a ton in, largely because they had DeAndre Swift, they had other guys. But when he did get to run routes, when he did get to catch the football, really impressive stuff. Those are two guys that I think should be vaulted up into that first-round conversation. I know team need at running back might be a thing, but
how about Jones from USC?
Yeah, he's also another guy that I think is definitely going to test well. A very explosive kid. Clearly has the long speed, in my opinion. What he's got to show in the drills and stuff, can he catch the football? That's going to be a big thing. Can he talk through teams on the whiteboard that he knows how to pass protect and do things like that? Assignment-wise, he did some good things, but the size is going to be a concern.
How about the 195 that he weighed in at? Is that a concern?
I think it is a little bit of a concern, because if you look at a guy like, I think he has a slighter frame, and even though I think most of the time on film he knew where to be in pass protection, the concern I had with him was this was a guy that may not have the size to be able to get the job done in the NFL. That's a big deal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Nwosu and Leonard, to me, may be second-day linebacker picks for the Giants. How would you see them fitting for them? Because, quite frankly, I don't see any way the Giants are going to take a linebacker at number two overall. Yep. There's just not value there. But they do need to fortify that position.
Right. It's interesting because we've talked about linebackers for a long time with the Giants, and it wasn't a position that they've really prioritized. But now new regime comes in. You have James Betcher worked with, you know, a first-round picks at linebacker.
Yeah.
Deion Buchanan and Hassan
Reddick. He's going to want one.
He's going to want one. And Gettleman, we know Gettleman loves linebackers. He had Keekly and Thomas Davis, and he still drafted Shaq Thompson in the first round. This is going to be a priority for the Giants, I think. If the regime it's in place makes sense, and I think the guys you mentioned, definitely guys that they're going to want guys that can run and can be athletic. If Gettleman's profile from the past is an indication of how they're going to proceed moving forward, he's going to want guys that can run. To me, that looks like Leonard, and that looks like Nwosu on tape. I think both of those guys are possibility. Another guy, maybe Fred Warner from BYU, kid that played like a slot overhang role at BYU, very athletic, can move, has a lot of great range and coverage, 7 interceptions, 13 passes defense during his time at BYU. Another guy that fits the profile, in my opinion.
Does he get into day two, you think, Warner, or you think he could be a fourth-round pick?
I really think he could get into day two if he tests how I hope he will, and there hasn't been a lot of buzz around him, but here's the thing. He played like that 3-4 outside linebacker, but never rushed the passer, so it was a weird role, and he was in coverage a ton. He played like basically a big slot, but he's 6'3", 235. This guy's going to play linebacker. He moved off the ball in the combine in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. Looked great, reading his keys, processing, coming forward, attacking guards. I think that, combined with the interview process, which he's going to excel at, combined with athletic testing and then his size, I think somebody's going to like him on day two.
How about Toure, the pass rusher from Rutgers, who missed all 16 with the shoulder injuries, couldn't play. He played basketball, not a lot of football background. Right. Undersized, it seems like he could fit as a 3-4 outside linebacker, pass rusher type. Do you think he's going to test out the house this weekend? Do you think he's going to help himself a lot?
I think he's going to impress. I really do. I think that Ture's a guy that there was questions. The production, the injuries, all that stuff's going to be a question. His medicals are huge here. He's had shoulder issues. But if you watched him in Mobile and you watched him on tape, you saw a guy that can tilt the edge in a similar fashion a lot of ways to Yannick Ngakoue for the Jaguars. I think they have similar pass rush abilities. The question with Ture, it was inconsistent, and he was a weak run defender at times on tape. The all-around game may be a concern, but I think the testing, if the medicals are good, are going to convince somebody pass rushers go at a premium. You know, these guys are valuable. We know this. So I think in his size, of maybe ability to put his hand down as well as play from a two-point stance, I think that's going to be something teams really value on day two.
In talking about what Betcher does with his defense, we've been talking to a lot of people these first couple of days about how the safeties play pseudo linebacker. He's very fluid with his back seven.
And he likes safeties to play corner, too, like
he does.
Matthew. Yeah.
And they'll play slots sometimes.
Sure. Absolutely.
And we get the impression that's not much the safety class this year. Do you share that?
I think Yes, generally speaking. I think you can get guys that can start for your team. The real high-value guys in years past have been the single high guys, the guys that have ball skills, can move, can play that single high role, can cover a lot of ground with range, can make up for things on the back end. I don't see a ton of guys that fit that profile necessarily, but there's guys that can roll down, can play in the box. There's guys who can play that pseudo-linebacker role. There's a couple good man cover safeties. Ronnie Harrison's going to test more athletically, I think, this week than people give him credit for. I don't know if he's as big as people. I think the perception around him will shift. He's more athletic with traits to become a pretty good cover guy in the slot against bigger prospects, bigger receivers. But I think that he may not be the pseudo linebacker size that people want him to be, too. So he's a guy, I mean, you know, earlier in the draft, guys like Derwin James, Minkah Fitzpatrick have that versatility. Yeah. Then later on, when you look at guys that could be there on day two, Jesse Bates is another guy from Wake Forest that's played a little bit in the slot. He also has some single high ability, I think. His question is going to be the size and the weight. So they're interesting prospects, but generally speaking, I think you're right. There's not the high value, tons of ball skills, tons of interceptions type guys that will play single high and go really high because of it.
James Betcher also likes to play a lot of man. Look, he did it with the Cardinals and Patrick Peterson and the guys there. What guys do you like rounds 3, 4, maybe even round 2? Because the Giants have some veteran corners. They might want to stack it up with some young guys behind them. Who do you like from this class that can really play some tight man, bump and run coverage in the middle rounds of this draft?
I think a middle-round guy that's really interesting is Isaac Yiadom from Boston College. You know, there's some really interesting things on his tape. Both the Boston College corners are Cameron Moore and Isaac Yiadom. Yiadom was probably, honestly, other than maybe MJ Stewart, he might have been the best cornerback that was in Mobile. He flashes ball skills on tape. I wish he finished a little bit better in the air, but he's got the length. He's got the size teams want. He's got to be able to run well this week. That's the big question mark he's got to check off. But he's very physical, bump and run coverage. I think he fits a lot of the things they could be looking for. There's a lot of those guys in the middle rounds. Christian Campbell from Penn State might be a day three guy. He's got developmental skills. The Cardinals, when Betcher was there, they took some of the more of the developmental types. Remember Brandon Williams in like the third round or what was it? So they're not afraid of those guys. That may not be Betcher's MO. That may not be Gettleman's MO, although he drafted some more raw corners too when he was at Carolina. So that may be their prototype is let's get a bigger, longer guy who has the traits that we want and let's teach him to play corner.
There aren't a lot of the bigger, longer guys. A lot of these corners this year are 5'11".
No. Right. I mean, there's some guys in this class that are up there. There's a couple guys that are in day three, I think, that could be up there in terms of size, but you're right. A lot of them definitely in the smaller end. Guys with some versatility, though. Inside, outside, they like that. I mean, they've used that in the past. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie's played inside, outside. So they've had some guys like that. And obviously, Betcher valued versatility when he was in Arizona. So, again, that could be another trait they look for is versatility.
Let me build off of that. John knows in the past, I really had an aversion to 3-4 tweeners on the outside.
Yep.
You know, that just doesn't go for me too well. But the fact is, because of Betcher's fluid type of defense, that's the kind of guy they're probably going to be looking to get at some point in this draft. Who would you see as possible second-day guys who are more maybe pass rush edge linebackers in that regard as opposed to maybe some of the cover guys and the run stoppers?
Yeah, I think Jeff Holland from Auburn is an interesting guy. He played from a two-point stance a good bit at Auburn, showed the ability to rush the passer, to get after the passer a little bit. He is a guy that probably won't wow at the testing, but good hands at the top of the arc. He has a pass rush plan. Some of the ways that he rushed the passer actually remind me of Carl Lawson. He clearly picked up some things from his teammate before Lawson left. Lawson came to the NFL, didn't have the greatest traits, but had enough, and it translated right away. And he was one of the best pass rushers in the league as a rookie. And I think Holland isn't that explosive as Lawson was. I think Lawson had a better first step, but I see some of the same hand movements, some of the same ideas at the top of the arc, a little stutter step, being able to win the edge and set up a soft corner for yourself. He's a guy I would keep my eye on day two for sure.
John, final question. We're getting predictions from everybody, and you have the right to change your opinion between now and the draft. We'll have you back on. First and second round pick for the Giants.
First and second round pick.
And by the way, his record, by the way, is spectacular.
It really is.
Especially in later rounds. So pay attention to what this guy says.
Now the pressure's on.
He had Gallman and you had B.J. Goodson.
I know.
Right?
I did.
You had
two guys? Goodson, yes. Yeah. And I think Avery Moss maybe, too.
He might have had Avery Moss, too. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, the day three guys. Day one guys, if I had to guess right now, I think if I'm just guessing, I think the Browns go with Sam Darnold. If the Giants stay put, it's just going to be hard. It's hard for me to say they pass up on a franchise quarterback. To me, I think Josh Rosen's the best quarterback in the draft. I think he makes the most sense. Second round pick, honestly, I think it's going to be a linebacker. I think that that could be a direction that they go. There are some things to work out with that secondary. I think you could see a linebacker coming to play.
A guy like
Van Der Esch, a guy like Rashawn Evans makes a lot of sense, I think. If both of them are there, now I have to get past the Saints and Steelers at the end. But I think that those are some names that could be on the board for the Giants.
John, great. Good stuff. We appreciate it.